Good morning, it's 619. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, the Nets ended a three-game skid as Kyrie Irving had 35 points and 8 assists in a 104-94 victory over the Pacers. Also, the Raptors thumped the Wizards 137-115, the Clippers downed the Timberwolves 119-112, and the Suns edged the Bucks 125-124 despite a season-high 47 points from Giannis Antetokounmpo. In NBA news, Mavericks owner Mark Cuban has relented and the national anthem will be played before home games this season after the NBA reiterated its, quote, long-standing league policy, end quote, to include the song. The league's initial reaction to Cuban's decision not to play the anthem was to say teams were free to conduct pregame activities as they wished due to the unusual circumstances created by the coronavirus pandemic. But it abruptly reversed course after the decision drew nationwide criticism. Large arenas and stadiums in New York can soon reopen for sports and entertainment at 10% of their normal capacity under a plan announced yesterday by Governor Andrew Cuomo. The Nets have already received approval to play their home games in front of some fans beginning February 23rd against the Kings. The Knicks and the NHL's Rangers say they plan to host about 2,000 fans at every game starting February 23rd and 26th. In men's college basketball, Providence whipped UConn 70-59. In women's college basketball, number 2 UConn destroyed Seton Hall 70-49. The University of Hartford has become the third women's basketball program in the America East Conference to end its season early, joining Vermont and UMBC. In the NHL yesterday, the Bruins defeated the Rangers in overtime at Madison Square Garden 3-2, and the Maple Leafs doubled up the Canadiens 4-2. In NASCAR, Hendrick Motorsports swept the front row for the Daytona 500 with Alex Bowman and William Byron. Bowman posted a lap at 191.26 miles per hour to earn Hendrick its sixth Daytona 500 pole in 7 years. It's the fourth consecutive year Bowman will start from the front row. Byron posted a lap at 190.22 miles per hour. In tennis at the Australian Open, top-ranked Ash Barty survived a shaky tiebreaker to beat fellow Australian Daria Gavrilova 6-1, 7-6. But Sofia Kenin is out after a 6-3, 6-2 loss to Kaia Kanepi. Lastly, in MLB news, the Phillies have finalized a 2-year, $28 million contract with shortstop Didi Gregorius. Gregorius batted .284 with 10 homers, 40 RBIs, and an .827 OPS in 60 games in his first season with the Phillies. He hit .274 and averaged 20 homers and 75 RBIs over 4 seasons with the Yankees between 2015 and 2018. I'm Jesse King.